Our places, our people. These are our stories.
Welcome to Our Stories here on the Listener app. And these are the stories of our incredible local businesses and companies that you know, you love, but you may not know the whole story about. And coming up, we've got another business at dusk, thanks to the amazing team at the Toowoomba Chamber of Commerce. And this time it'll be featuring Mort and Co. Joining me to have a little bit of a chat about the history and the future of Mort and Co. is Stephen O'Brien, who is the current CEO. G'day, Stephen.
Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
Good. This incredible organisation, I mean, steeped in history, the original Mort, T.S. Mort. I mean, we're going back into 1838 when he first comes here and starts this pastoral company. And over the years then, it has, a number of different evolutions, if you like, even, in the 1960s, joining with the Elders Group, Elders IXL, and sort of morphing into that. But we come forward a little bit from that to 1997, and this is sort of where most of us would know the modern Mort & Co, with it being re-established by a relative of the original Thomas Mort in Charlie Mort. And of course, since then, it has been a huge success story. But it really took that vision of Charlie to say, right, we're going to re-establish this company to get to where you are now, yeah?
No doubt, Lee, that, Charlie has in his veins the same innovation, the same determination to not sit still and lead the industry. If you have a look at Thomas Sutcliffe Mort back in the 1800s, what he grew in that time was innovative. He was the first one to export beef, refrigerated beef from Australia, which was unheard of.
Yeah.
So no doubt through the ages, that has continued and Charlie has very much got that innovative, talent and determination that has led Mort & Co to where it is today.
Yeah. And I know that, straight away it was already starting to work on these feedlots, which is sort of what you became famous for there.
Yeah.
It was only within, 5 or 6 years you started developing your own feedlots and purchasing land to make sure that you were doing it the way you wanted to do it, I suppose, or the way that Charlie envisioned that it should be done.
Well, Charlie, I think, and I apologise for Charlie, he's overseas at the moment. So
not at all.
I'll try to speak on his behalf. But Charlie, at the time, he was an agent where he would be putting cattle in other feedlots, and he saw that there was opportunity to improve the quality, improve the service if he invested himself. So he bought a large block of land out of Grassdale near Dalby back in 2003. It's about 5,500 hectares out there, and converted that into a very modern feedlot at the time, where it housed about 34,000 head of cattle.
Wow.
Which was huge back then. He has grown that, or Mort & Co has grown that to today. We've got a capacity of about 78,000 head, the largest feedlot in the Southern Hemisphere.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a huge investment. It's an incredible modern facility, supported, and the success of it is the people that work at the feedlot.
Yeah.
Then in 2006, Mort & Co purchased Pine Grove, which is another smaller feedlot near Millmerran.
Yep.
And it has built that out, and that has about 9,000 head of cattle, which again is, took us up to about 90,000 head, which is, a large feedlot beef business. Now we have 50% shareholding in Yarrambrook, another feedlot near Inglewood, which we have about anywhere between 7,000 and 8,000 head at that location. About 18 months ago, we announced that Mort & Co had acquired land up near Rockhampton at a little place called Gogango, which we will, over the next 18 months, 2 years, commence building a feedlot, which will house about 40,000 head. which will, you know, it's a significant player within the beef industry.
Absolutely fantastic. And showing the entrepreneurial side of Charlie there, he decided to invest in the transport of these animals as well. And eventually, in those early 2000s there, owning outright the transport business to transport the cattle. So he had control over every aspect of what he was doing. And I think that is so important.
Yes. So in 2003, Morton Co. took a share in Gilbert's Transport, bought Gilbert's Transport, and then took a share in what we now have Morton Co., became Farm Hall Transport. We took over ownership fully of that in about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, where we now have about 54 prime movers that cart our cattle from the feedlots to the processors, but also from many of the producers to the feedlots. As well as not only do we cart the cattle, but the grain. And if you think of Grassdale alone, we feed our cattle about 1,000 tonne a day. So there's a lot of grain, a lot of feed that we have to bring into the site.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is done through our own transport. Not only the grain itself, but also the liquids like molasses and things that it's through our own transport.
Where does the grain itself come from?
Oh, our belt can be as far south as South Australia.
Wow.
and north as, we try to do as much as we can regionally.
Yep.
You know, we want to support the local community. We'll go where we can get the best feed.
The best feed, absolutely, because you make the best beef. In 2015, you launched the Phoenix range, which many of us have, had incredible experience with. I mean, the beef is just magnificent. I've had many a cut at different events over the years. And of course, this has proved to be very, very popular and not surprising.
Yes, no, it is. It's we're terribly proud of the work. And, you know, the quality of the product starts with our producers. You know, obviously, we're terribly conscious of the importance of what our producers do. So our quality starts with them. So we're quite selective of who we get our cattle from.
Yep.
And then, you know, right through the whole process of feeding them, keeping them on feed, looking after them, you know, animal welfare and the way we look after our cattle will dictate the quality that you get on your plate and I get on my plate. So the process of high quality is absolutely vital to our business, you know, not only in the way we look after our cattle, but in everything we do. You know, we have a very much a logo, quality in everything we do. It's our people, it's the way we talk to each other, it's the way we treat customers and suppliers, and it's the way we just get on as a business. You see that reflected very much in our beef, which we're very proud of, our beef brands.
I love we continue to talk about this innovation and the way in which you're looking at things and saying, okay, well, can we do it better? And then can we do it ourselves, even down to the waste that was being created at Grassdale there? And you turn that into your own fertilizer and start then to start to market that.
And this is another one of Charlie's innovative.
It's incredible.
And I've been with the company 4 years.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like a bit of a cheat because I've come on when Charlie has very much had these ideas and it's my job to assist the team in executing them. So this fertilizer business, so we have about 100,000 ton of manure that, you know, we that's produced every year.
Wow.
At the feedlot. And, you know, many feedlots just send that out and sell that through to the community and sits on top of the pastures. Charlie found there's an opportunity to turn that manure into something special, something unique. And we, for about 4 years, 5 years, we've been working on this incredible product that we have now. They're granules, so they're not pellets, they're granules, which, you know, it's taken a long time to get right.
Yes.
You know, and different machinery and different processes to get what we've got today. You know, sometimes we shudder. I'm sure our board shudder at the cost, but you know, where we are today, we've got an incredible product that we're selling into the market, and we see, unbelievable, unexpected benefits.
Yes.
What we do with these granules is we put them to the universities and to government departments such as DAF Queensland to try to prove we believe in the product. We want to be prove that what we're saying is right before we market it and before we try to sell it. And so what we've got today has been, you know, has gone in front of, University of Queensland, Griffith University, the Rockhampton University, I think Capricorn University, I think we call it, or University of Capricorn, plus DAF Queensland. And some of our major customers will test the product before they're willing to sign off on it.
Yep.
So it's a product which is different than what we've got, anyone else has got out there. It's a precision product. So we can put it, the granule can go into an air seeder. It's that small and that well-shaped, and it can go in and be placed with absolute precision next to the root system.
Wow.
It also has the ability to expand in volume, to take it, because it's got a lot of porosity, air in it, so that it can be filled with water and nutrients, which gradually leaches into the plant root, which is, again, incredible benefit. So it holds carbon into the soil, so it keeps the carbon, which, you know, is a big issue in today's soil. But it also holds those nutrients and gradually releases the nutrients into the soil next to the root. What we also have seen is that those granules can last 6 to 9 months.
Yes.
So we place it today. Unlike other fertilizers, they'll gradually disappear and will have to be replaced. These actually have that ability, like a sponge. You know, when you put water in it and nutrients, it blows to 2.5 times or 2.3 times its size, and then gradually comes down and releases. And then when more water and nutrients, it blows up again and then releases. So, yeah, there's been,
phenomenal. You know,
it doesn't replace synthetics. Yep. It actually complements the synthetics. So we're excited by that. But again, that was an innovative idea that started with Charlie, but has really been executed by an incredible team. And, at Morton Co.
And again, just I talk about this innovation and the willingness to diversify, because you're doing something so well, like the beef, and it's very easy just to bury your head down there and think, right, we just keep doing this. But then you're going into fertilisers, obviously farming, obviously stock feed, obviously transport and grazing management, and beef exports. The other one, cottonseed oil. Is that born of where this is based? You know, you go west of sort of Dalby and the cotton, we're growing it in mass out there. I mean, was that born from that? You're getting involved in that?
Yes, but we've also, you know, it's an important, you know, ingredient in our rations for our cattle.
Okay.
But the whole cottonseed, only 10% of it is of a real benefit. So it's the ability to remove those items within the seed that have no benefit to the ration and can just, you know, not create energy. So, you know, we remove the meal in the oil.
Yes.
And we're feeding the cattle only that part of the cottonseed that's absolutely does the most benefit.
Okay.
And the rest of it we're able to, such as the oil, we're able to market that and process that into a human consumption oil. And
as a former cook, I mean, it's got a high burn point. It is such a fantastic oil to cook with, because it doesn't leave a flavour behind either. So if you're deep frying and that sort of thing, cottonseed oil is the premium product.
That's right.
So, you know, cook your fries, cook your chips in your cottonseed oil. If you get it from these guys, absolutely brilliant. And all of that has brought about, you know, some accolades, so which, you know, I'm sure, you know, is not what you're striving for. I know this is what it's all about for you guys, is providing the best possible product and having a great business. But it's brought these accolades along, and that must, you know, be a great pride for the company.
It is. Lee, there's no doubt, you know, if people were to, and many Toowoomba people and outside of Toowoomba know Charlie well, he's a very humble guy. It's just, you know, he wants to get in and do what he can to not only Morton Co., but the surrounders, the suppliers, the customers, and he's not looking for accolades. He's just looking for, you know, that being able to support those around him. And Morton Co. is very much based on that too. So it's great to get the accolades. There's no doubt that it's good to be recognised.
Yeah.
But we don't do it to be recognised. You know, we do it because it's the right thing to do, and we believe we have an obligation to our industry, our community. You know, we got 350-odd staff members now at Morton Co. And we owe it to them to make sure that they and their family and their kids have a future, as well as our processors and definitely our producers.
So what's next?
Well, I think you'll have to watch this space. It's
I knew that was going to be it. I tried.
There's plenty. We're not sitting still. And as I said, Charlie's overseas at the moment. And although he's on holidays, he's already rung a few times with these ideas that he's seen in parts of Europe. So I think he'll have a long list of things for us to consider on his return. So something I can tell you, Lee, is that, all regional players, all farming, agribusinesses, sustainability is absolutely important.
Yes.
There's no doubt that that has been very much part of the industry for many, many decades. But in Morton Co., there's been an absolute build-up and focus there. We're aware of our health targets that have been set through governments and through industry bodies. But, there's many things we're doing both within the company and our sites. We recently... last year, underwent a trial with a major retailer adding additives into our feed, which the results showed a 50% reduction in emissions.
Wow.
They're just one of the things. We're looking at our stock feeds and how we can improve in emissions there. This whole fertilizer is about reducing emissions and how we can build greater soils. And so there's, sustainability is very much a focus within our company, and like everything else we do, we don't want to sit back and just follow. We want to lead, and we've got a great team who are leading that up for us, and wanting to be sure that we're in the front of the line rather than simply just being a follower. Toowoomba, the Darling Downs, the region is an exciting place to be, an exciting place to work in, and I think the industry, the agri industry, and we're no longer a beef company. We're an agri company with, the fertilizer and the farming and the cottonseed and other issues we're looking at. It's an incredible industry, the agri, and I think sometimes it's probably not recognised for the hard work that especially people further out west than we are today, what they go through on a daily, weekly basis. And I was born here in Toowoomba, but spent most of my growing years in as a city slicker.
Yeah, right.
And it's amazing, and the respect that one gains from what is going on in regional Australia, especially in places like Toowoomba and Rockhampton, we're about to go through, go up into and start being part of that community. Australia wouldn't be where it is today without agri. That's for sure.
It is a phenomenal local success story and will continue to grow. And we are thrilled that it still remains a magnificent local business employing local people. And now, next time that you can literally slide a butter knife through one of those pieces of Phoenix steak, I tell you that. When you're doing that next time and you're enjoying the taste, now you've got a little bit of an understanding of the story behind Mort and Co. And the future looks very, very bright. Stephen O'Brien, the CEO, thank you very much for sharing the story with us today.
Thanks very much, Lee.